Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
And this is the Bob Almanac today. No Bob Almanac salutes at last check.
No, not that I've heard
you
of any.
Assessed anything? You've got kind of the force. When a celebrity dies, you can kind of feel it like Yoda could feel it.
Yeah.
Or Obi-Wan.
I know, it's weird.
With the explosion of Alderaan.
It's so many years of doing gone but not forgotten. Yeah. It's kind of ingrained.
I think when Marshall Dillon, James Arness, died, you had to have a seat. You could feel it. You hadn't heard the news yet, but you could feel it like the force.
Right. Well,
you didn't know exactly what had happened.
Right, but something
but
had
you know
happened.
Something had happened in the Gunsmoke world.
Back in like
2011. You have Gunsmoke Force is what you have. So there's been a great disturbance in the Gunsmoke Force. Marshall Dillon is dead.
Right.
So this day, Tuesday, August 29th, 303rd day of the year, 1926.
Behold, the last Butterfinger in the whole house, and I have it.
Dad says no teasing.
Whoa! Check out the smooth, chocolatey outside. The crispity, crunchity peanut
butter. We had ourselves a Butterfinger here this date. The Curtis Candy Company, the same people that gave us the Baby Ruth.
Right.
Gave us the Butterfinger.
Nice move.
This date, 1926. You know, the Baby Ruth was originally, it was the food that built America. And they talked about candy. They certainly brought up the Baby Ruth.
Sure.
It was originally known as Candy Cake, and it wasn't selling really well. So they decided, well, let's see if we can tie the name to Babe Ruth and call it a Baby Ruth.
Good move.
And despite some litigation and things from the Babe Ruth people, they were able to somehow come to an agreement. I know it was a creative agreement. I can't remember exactly what it was, but they cover it on that program.
Yes.
But the Butterfinger, which is one of my, that's one of the candy bars that I really liked as a kid. That,
yeah.
Twix,
yep.
The 100, 500 grand, whatever they call it now. I mean, which had more names? The $10,000 pyramid or that grand bar? Didn't they change that a couple of times? As the cost of life and living went up, they changed the name. But it was the Curtis Candy Company, which is now owned by Nestle.
Okay.
So Nestle controls your Baby Ruth and your Butterfinger. Now, I got to be honest, Butterfinger is also one of the best additives when it comes to the DQ Blizzard.
I think so.
I think it's right up there with Heath Bar and the Reese's and the
I do enjoy
the cookie
a good Butterfinger.
Dough and of course, the original. The original Blizzard ingredient was the Oreo cookie. That's one that started it all.
Prior to Kit Kats coming on the scene, like when I was a youth,
sure,
Butterfingers were my go-to.
Yeah, they were good. 1929, this was not good.
It was panic. 16.5 million shares of stock sold in a single day. Sold hopelessly, desperately, at any price. The forerunner of depression and crisis.
This was the big Wall Street crash. What is it, Black Tuesday? Was it a Tuesday? Like it is a Tuesday today.
It was
something. There've been a lot
Tuesday.
Of blacks. There's your Black Monday and your Black, of course, your Black Friday, which is a good thing, I guess.
Yes.
Unless you just gave your wife the credit card on Black Friday, that could be a bad thing.
Because
for stores, it's supposedly a good thing.
Yep.
Because they are in the red. Originally to start, and then by that day, that puts them over the top, and they're in the black.
Yep.
That's where that comes from,
that's
right?
Where it
that
comes
Black
from.
Friday
yep.
comes
yep.
from, and it gets them in the black for the year. So 1929, it was the Wall Street market crash. The stock had crashed. There had been some little blips before that, but then this was the big crash, and people lost everything. Some of these traders, and they decided to just jump out the window.
It was a very,
how tragic
very,
is that?
Yeah, very tough
they
day.
They decided to just give it up right there, and then, of course, then the depression began. And that was a decade long.
It really was.
Think about that. Decades of that. One out of four men were out of work.
Mm. FDR had his hands full shortly thereafter.
Well, he came up with his New Deal.
Yes, he did.
Came up with some of the social programs.
When did he get elected? Things. 32?
Yeah.
Something like that, I
think. Hoover was the guy.
Yeah, Hoover
originally.
Was. Originally. Yeah.
And he wasn't equipped.
No.
Apparently.
It was over his head.
It was. So that was the state, 1929. How about 45, the first ballpoint pens? If you know, a good thing they did it in 45, because if they did it in 35, ballpoint pens might not have, because of the Depression, may never have survived. We would be, still be writing with a quill and a bottle of ink. Ballpoint pens.
Can you imagine my handwriting with a quill?
Oh, my goodness. I'd rather have the bird write it.
Yeah.
Where the quill came from.
Right.
To be honest. They don't call them chicken scratches for nothing.
Right.
But anyway, the first ballpoint pens to be made commercially went on sale at Gimbel's in New York. They were a premium item, Neil. Ballpoint pens sold for $12.50 in 1945.
Oh, boy. You can get them cheaper now.
You can get a lot of birds with quills for that one.
All right.
So that was his date, 1945. 1971, let's remember one of the great guitar heroes. That's Greg Allman singing and Duane Allman on the guitar.
On the crossbar.
Feel like I'm dying.
Was it a motorcycle crash? What happened?
It was something, and you know, he died at 24.
Yeah,
he didn't even make it to the group of 27.
No.
Which is really sad, and he missed kind of their commercial success time. You know, they hadn't done Ramblin' Man or any of their big hits. They were still a big deal. Talk about some Southern rock, Neil.
Yes.
The Allman Brothers, one of the innovators of the whole Southern rock thing. And Duane Allman died at the age of 24. Are you looking up Duane Allman's cause of death right now? Because I know I could hear the curiosity in your voice.
Right.
And usually curiosity kills the cat, but not in this case. It actually gets you to do something.
Motorcycle crash.
Yeah. Yep.
Shortly after the release of their initial success of At Fillmore East.
That's what that video was from.
Was
a video. They were doing Whipping Post.
Yeah, Whipping Post.
At Fillmore East. September 23rd, 1970.
He struck either the back of the truck or the ball on the crane and was thrown from the motorcycle, which landed on top of him and skidded another 90 feet. He was going, must have been going at a pretty high, he was going at a very high
too
rate
fast.
Of speed. Yeah.
Speed kills.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
1998.
As he went through his pre-launch routine today, Glenn seemed as unruffled and at ease as he was on that morning 36 years ago.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
He repeatedly smiled his best smile and gave his best combat pilot's thumbs up, proving that the right stuff ages well.
Yeah, John Glenn,
very
77
nice.
Years old.
You what
know,
a guy.
He was part of the Mercury program. Was it Mercury 7 that he went up in? And the whole Godspeed thing. First one in orbit up into space. And then 36 years later, he's on the space shuttle Discovery. And
pretty impressive.
As a 77-year-old, he was also glad to learn that the new spacesuits, you could actually go to the bathroom in these new ones.
That was
as a 77-year-old man.
That was much more comforting.
Yeah. I think he went three or four times before they even left the launching pad, which is okay.
Yeah, it does happen.
It's going to happen. John Glenn on this date. And how about a report from the great Morton Dean?
Love that.
That's who was doing that report.
I recognize the voice.
Yes. 2008. This was the day, I think, that as far as Minnesota, we lost a little bit of our identity on this date.
Delta Airlines is set to become the world's biggest carrier, taking over Northwest Airlines. The deal was struck Monday evening. Directors from both companies have approved the takeover by Delta. But there's a catch. Pilots' unions for the carriers haven't been happy with the idea of the merger. The contract sticking points were related to seniority issues, as that affects who flies the more desirable planes and routes.
Well, obviously, they worked through the sticking points because the merger did happen.
Yes.
The biggest part of the merger, of the deal, I thought the hang-up was that Delta Airlines was going to merge with Northwest Airlines, but they were not going to agree to take over the tradition of Northwest Airlines serving Biscoff cookies.
That would have been a major
problem.
That
was a major hurdle,
right.
And they were able to get over that hurdle. And I wonder, did Delta ever pay us back all that state money that we used to build those Northwest Airlines maintenance facilities up there, like a Hibbing?
I didn't
up
get a
that
check.
Way. I remember they built that, and then that was a big controversy.
Yes.
I don't they still owe us. And, you know, give us the money and then we'll find a dumb way to spend it.
Yeah.
Certainly here, perfected the state that. Government will find a way. 2015 on this date.
The world's most populous country is trying to start a baby boom. Seth Doan now on why China is ending its one-child-per-family policy.
Cherry Jing always wanted two kids.
Wanted two. They only allowed one. That's a good... Talk about living under a communist regime, being told what to do by the government. Hey, you can only have one kid. And can you believe... Could you imagine a country with only childs? That's all that's there.
Yeah,
only
boy.
Children.
Oh, boy.
Only childs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, they're fine, but
they think differently.
Average, there have been studies. There have been studies. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
There have been studies. But can you imagine an entire country where everybody is an only child?
That'd be, I don't know. That's maybe not the world we'd want to live in.
And, of course, the Bob Almanek staff is apologizing to any only child out there. Of course, we're talking about China, too. Mm-hmm. So an only child in the U.S. is going to be different than an only child in China.
Right.
I believe. Are you ready for birthdays now today?
I have moved on.
A shark is attracted to the exact kind of splashing and activity that occurs whenever human beings go in swimming. You cannot avoid it.
If you open the beaches on the 4th of July, it's like ringing the dinner bell, for Christ's
Look,
sakes.
Mr. Vaughn, I pulled a tooth the size of a shot glass out of the wreck hull of a boat out there, and it was the tooth of a great white.
It was Ben Gardner's boat. It was all chewed up. I helped tow it in.
They're trying to figure it out here. The mayor, though, he's got... He has anchors... On his blazer that he's wearing. If you remember the scene, he has anchors on his blazers. It might as well be dollar signs because that's all he sees.
Well, it was holiday weekend.
Well,
as
it was
I
4th of July. Yeah. It was 4th of July, but you know, ring the dinner bell for old Jaws there.
Right.
There's Richard Dreyfuss. He was not the one who said that
Quint needs
a bigger boat, but I think he was not impressed with the boat when they first got on it.
I don't think he was either.
No, it was kind of rickety.
It was a little bit. But you had a crusty old seaman in charge.
Yeah. I mean, the Jaws easily chomped through that boat.
Yes. It was an appetizer.
And he got some termites, I'm sure, as an appetizer. But that's Richard Dreyfuss. Oh, by the way, we're doing the quiz. Too.
Yeah, so Little River Band.
I mentioned that earlier. Little River Band.
Pay attention, everybody.
On November 9th at the Medina. Mm-hmm. Little River Band. What's your favorite Little River Band song?
Reminiscing.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. Cool Change is up there for me.
Awesome.
Certainly. And Man on Your Mind. They got a lot of hits, and they're going to be playing them.
They do have a lot of hits.
On the 9th.
Hear them all.
So it's a quiz for that. But again, happy birthday, Richard Dreyfuss.
How old is he now?
He won an Oscar for Goodbye Girl.
Oh, that's right.
With the David Gates song.
Yes.
Or was it Bill Gates? Could you imagine Bill Gates singing Goodbye Girl and singing some Bread tunes?
No, I don't think so.
He would be good. What's that one about, Mr. Something's Opus, Mr. Holland's Opus?
Yes, he was in that.
That was a very good movie as well.
Yes.
So happy birthday,
Close
Richard.
Encounters, wasn't he in that?
Yeah. Well, he was making statues and things with mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that's right.
Kate Jackson.
Country villager drives like a car, handles like a car, and parks like a car. But villager offers a whole lot more.
I would not be caught dead driving a Mercury Villager, except for unless Kate Jackson was in it.
Yeah, then I'd be caught any way that I could.
She was my favorite angel.
She really was underrated, maybe.
Yeah.
Sabrina. Yes.
She was Sabrina.
Lovely lady,
for sure. Kate Jackson. And then she was, of course, Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
Yes.
She was Mrs. King to the Scarecrow.
That's right. Bruce Boxleitner was in that.
I think you're right. Kate Jackson is 76 today.
You slimy. Uh-oh, moving. Uh-huh. Oh, $20. I wanted a peanut. $20 can buy many peanuts. Explain how. Money can be exchanged for goods and services.
There he is, Homer Simpson, the voice of Homer, also the voice of Grandpa Simpson.
Right.
Krusty the Clown.
He does that too?
Groundskeeper Willie, Major Quimby, Sideshow Mel, Santa's Little Helper, which is a dog, Itchy of Itchy and Scratchy, and he's the voice of Barney Gimble.
Wow.
Isn't Barney Gimble, isn't he the one that works at the, No, he's the other guy. No, he's not the comic book guy. He's the other guy. Kind of the... Yeah, sign on Barney. Anyway, Don Castellaneta. But he's best very known good. As Homer Simpson.
What a voice actor.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Very impressive.
67 today.
And the bee goes on.
The bee goes on.
And the bee goes on.
And the bee goes on.
Just keep finding a rhythm to the brain.
It's like a 7-year-old and a 6-year-old Jackson, Randy and Janet, on the Carol Burnett Show doing Sonny and Cher.
Oh, wow.
Gosh, they're talented. Randy Jackson, 63 here today, the youngest of the Jackson brothers. Mm-hmm. He's older than Janet, but the youngest of the boys of the Jacksons.
Yes.
He started performing with them. He wasn't when they were the Jackson 5, but he did when they were just the Jacksons, and they were doing Shake Your Body Down to the Ground and, you know, other great hits.
About 3 years younger than Michael.
You got it. He's 63.
So, what are you going to do tonight?
I'm just going to hang out with Steph.
You two going to go to your book club?
Actually, we got kicked out. Steph drank too many mojitos and threw up on this girl Bethany's copy of The Lovely Bones. So, we're going to have our own mini book club here.
Okay, super. Do me a favor. If she's looking queasy, aim her away from the middle cushion because we're out of flips on that one. All right, I'm going to go.
That's the show on Fox. That's your doppelganger, Brad Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
On Till Death was the show. It was on Fox, like 4 seasons or so. Jolie Fisher.
That is a great call. We're out of flips on that one.
And she exposed the greatest fraud in the free world. Book club.
Oh, sure.
It's just an excuse to drink and wine and have appetizers. You don't have a charcuterie board. That's all it is. I don't even think they even read the books. So, the greatest fraud known to man. Jolie Fisher, half sister of Carrie Fisher.
Oh, okay.
There she is. Happy birthday. She's lovely. And she's 57. Winona Ryder.
And this used to be your house. Why do you want to scare everybody?
Well, we wanted to frighten you so you would move out.
You don't know the Dietzes very well. My father bought this place. He never walks away from equity. Why don't you leave?
We can't. We haven't left the house since the funeral.
Funeral? God! You guys really are dead.
Yeah, you finally got it there. You know, Winona Ryder, she'd get kind of sticky fingers when she'd get around the expensive clothing area at Macy's. Mm. Winona Ryder, that's from Beetlejuice.
Okay.
You were going to probably guess that, right?
I thought
it
was.
You could tell that was Alec Baldwin and Dottie Hinson. Winona Ryder is 53 today, and she's in the new one.
Oh, okay.
The new Beetlejuice. Edward Scissorhands, 53 today.
Jack, Diane, I have cookies!
Cookies!
I have no cookies.
Clean up this mess!
One day you're going to say that, and we're not going to come.
And you know what? That's the day I'm actually going to have cookies.
Diana Ross's daughter, Tracy Ellis Ross, who was the star of the show Blackish.
Okay.
And the sitcom Girlfriends. She is 52 today. And what do you think when I say, who comes to mind when I say the words Red Rifle?
The Red Rifle, quarterback, much traveled, Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton.
He's currently, I think, with the Panthers.
Yeah, it's
I don't know.
He's
but
still
he's,
got a job. Last
he's still
I heard,
finding a way. Oh, he's still got the rifle.
Yeah, you
and he still has
credit.
The red hair.
Yeah,
the Red Rifle. Andy Dalton, 37 today.
All right, gone but not forgotten. Not a big list today. He had his own field named after him. Brooklyn Dodgers longtime owner and from the early days, Charles Ebbets. They played at Ebbets Field for many, many years, and he was born on this day, 1859. Actress, comedian Fanny Bryce, 1891. Not to be confused with Fanny Flagg from Match Game 73, 4, 5,
if Fanny Bryce would have been alive, she would have been invited at least to Match Game.
You would certainly think.
She was a funny girl.
She was.
The thing was based on her, basically, loosely, the funny girl of Barbara Streisand thing. There.
So Fanny Bryce, 1891. Do you remember the joy of painting? I watched Gunsmoke way more than I watched The Joy of Painting.
And you're the lesser for it.
Maybe. Bob Ross was the artist, 1942.
Oh, welcome back. Glad to see you today.
You know, in every series, there has to be a crazy day, and this is our crazy day. So we thought we'd do a painting that's really far out, and that maybe it'll excite the imagination. We're going to have a little campfire down here.
You know, that's very ironic, because most of his paintings ended up in the campfire. That's how he started them. I mean, how many paintings did he do? He, like, did one per show, and he did thousands of shows. What do you do with all those paintings, Bob Ross?
Fire starters.
One of the great white men afros ever as well.
Yes. 19.
And that beard.
Yes, 42.
And he has a, there's a chia pet of him.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I remember that. The chia pet. We're going to, well, let's go down to, he was the front man for one of the, it's a
hair metal.
Hair metal. Hair there metal. You go. Kevin Dubrow of Quiet Riot, 1955. They had a few hits.
Bang your head.
Come on,
gotta
feel
bang
the
your
noise.
Head. Yeah, feel the noise.
How's your metal health?
And I've banged my head so many times on things. I got scars all over. Kevin Dubrow was the guy, 1955. And she was married to Dog the Bounty Hunter. And we lost her, sadly, very young. She had developed throat cancer and died at the age of 51. We're talking about reality personality Beth Chapman.
Pull over!
I don't know what you're screaming at me.
Okay,
I'm not.
Beth, stop the car.
Nicely.
Beth, please stop the car.
Girls are cool and dogs do.
I told you, when you try to walk away from the car, don't walk away from me.
I need you off your phone so I can get you every
you need
second.
Oh, boy. They bleeped a lot on that show.
Yeah, they argued at times.
But they loved each other.
At the end of the day, they spread her ashes out on the ocean in Hawaii after she passed. Beth Chapman, 1967. Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff struggling again with classic country and professional wrestling.
Because he's our greatest athlete today. And he's the only man that ever left the champion of the world, Hulk Hogan, laying. And he has a simple name. It's just Mr. Wonderful. And here he comes.
You know, Bobby, some people would say just what you've just said to everybody out there, that would be bragging.
Oh, it's never bragging for Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff. Born this day, 1937, Paul Orndorff.
Wow, he was that old.
No, okay. Wait a minute, 1949.
Okay,
I was looking at the wrong one. I thought that too. 37, maybe.
Whoa.
No, 1949.
Okay, that makes sense. Paul.
Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff. And, yeah, of course, a cameo from Bobby the Brain. And then,
we never passed that up.
Wish that I was on old Rocky Top. Now.
This was 1937.
Sure.
Know your Osborne brothers.
Oh, boy.
It's Sonny Osborne.
I was going to say Dave, but he was a running back.
Or Ozzy.
And spelled different.
Yeah.
So, who is this?
This is Sonny Osborne.
Sonny Osborne.
His other brother is Bobby.
They're up on Rocky Top.
I'm Sonny. This is my brother Bobby and my other brother Bobby.
You'll always be home.
Great song, though.
Police and Boudlow Bryan wrote this.
For sure. Nice work.
So Sonny Osborne.
1937?
That was the 37.
Uh-huh.
Now they're all gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
The quiz for the Little River Band tickets, November 9th at the Medina. The quiz was this date, 2008. Delta merged with Northwest Airlines. And then they took the Delta name.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that one of the hang-ups was that Delta wasn't originally going to agree to have what? There was a certain kind of cookies that Northwest Airlines had been serving, and Delta was questioning whether or not they were going to serve these, and that was the hang-up on the merger almost fell through because of cookies.
Right, and it was a particular, and you mentioned it.
Yes, I gave you the brand, and they're delicious, and anybody who flies Delta, you should have these. You should say no to Sun Chips. Say no to the stale, saltless pretzels, tasteless pretzels, and go with these cookies on Delta. They invite you to. So what was the name of the cookie? Call in. First one with the correct answer.
You've made no secret of your enjoyment for this type of cookie.
Right. Right.
The years.
The plane could be going down. People are jumping out with parachutes, and I'm going after the cookies. I'm going to, because I'm Nobody wants them?
You'd be happy.
I can't let these end up at the bottom of the Pacific in the Marianas Trench.
Right.
These cookies need to be saved, Neil.
I understand.
What were they? Call in 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Bobathon, no repeat workday. You can start it with Carlene Carter, Every Little Thing. Fancy by Reba. Or Living in Fast Forward, Kenny Chesney.
I like Kenny Chesney here this morning.
W2PM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLC.